Nolte, Oprah Distances Herself from Dr. Phil and Dr. Oz. By John Nolte on August 17, 2026. Oprah the race hoaxer Winfrey is distancing herself from two men she made household names, Dr. Phil and Dr. Oz. Let me assure you, this has everything to do with Dr. Phil McGraw and Dr. Mehmet Oz aligning with President Trump and the MAGA, Maya movement. How do you feel now about giving Dr. Phil and Dr. Oz a platform? Asked a magazine interviewer last week. At this point, any normal or decent person not poisoned by politics would express her pride in her part in the remarkable success both men have achieved. Especially Dr. Oz, who is now President Trump's administrator of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Instead, Oprah, being Oprah, and being the type of person who would pursue attention by falsely accusing an innocent sales clerk of racism, she acted as though one, both men had gone bad, and two, it wasn't her fault. People criticize me for Dr. Phil and Dr. Oz, because of their politics or their views. Dr. Phil, he was so practical, so down to earth. So real, she says as though he no longer is. I felt that he was so instrumental in helping me. I thought, oh, you could help a lot of people. You should come on my show. Of Dr. Oz, she says that he explained practical things like colon cancer and bowel movements. I thought he had the language for explaining medical things in a way that was helpful to me. I thought it would be helpful to many other people. And that is how they ended up on the show. Everybody has their own path in life, and it has not one thing to do with me. And I don't have one thing to do with them, she continued. At the time, the reason and intention behind me giving them their breaks was I thought they had valuable information to share that had been meaningful to me. We all know that even though she claims to be apolitical, Winfrey backed Barry Obama in 2008, Hillary Clinton in 2016, Joe Biden in 2020, and Kamala Harris in 2024. And that's just for president. She endorsed John Fetterman in 2022, over Dr. Oz, Stacey Abrams, and Ralph Warnock. All Democrats. In a bid to be among the elite, Oprah long ago sold out to this same elite. At one time, Oprah was basically a populist broadcaster, someone universally beloved, and a daytime phenom in a country she still sees as racist. Now, she's just like all the rest, divisive, negative, narcissistic, mean-spirited, and lacking grace towards anyone who votes differently.